This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Oh, my God. I need to do my roots. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALIO. Lord have mercy. I tell you, I cannot wait to reopen. I definitely need to feminize just a little bit more. I'm an absolute mess. But we got bigger fish to fry. We got these killer bees, killer hornets we need to talk about as if we don't need any more crap on our plate. We got restaurants that will allow you to come back in Europe as long as you sit behind plexiglass. Now, I don't know who has to clean plexiglass. I remember when I waited tables and you had to do your side work at the end of the day, and you had to wipe down the salad bar. You had to wipe down, you know, some of the clear areas in the bar. That took, like, forever. That was the worst part of your side work. I would rather vacuum than have to clean glass. And if restaurants had plexiglass around each and every table, one, I think it looks completely stupid. Okay? I'm sorry, I'm looking at a picture right now of two people holding a glass of wine while wearing a mask. I posted this on my Facebook. I'll post it on my Twitter, too, for you guys. It's like, how are they drinking the wine? It makes no sense. So, anyway, we need to talk about what's happening with the casinos and how they are going to try to realistically open. We're going to talk about how most business owners don't think the open is going to be realistic. You know, we're going to make it work. I'm a small business owner, too. I own two salons. We are going to do the best we can. You know, until you go under. It's just all about, you know, survival right now. And it's to me, the calm before the storm, because, you know, we got flu season coming up. And once people realize that, you know, flu season is deadlier than this coronavirus, we're going to have a huge problem on our hands. But right now, we got to talk about these bees and these killer hornets. Like, all of a sudden, overnight, hit the news. Now, can I just say, they've been here since December. Okay, and I have a video of a, and I posted it on my Facebook and Twitter, of a hornet, one of these, they're called the Asian green hornets. I think they're called Vespia mandarinia. All right, for those of you biologists out there that like your genius and species names. And this Vespia sucker, apparently they've been here since December, we think. We've sighted them in America in December, and they're native to Japan and East Asia. And so I have this video of one of these hornets totally, like, take out this mouse or rat. I can't tell the difference between a mouse and a rat. I think a mouse is cute and a rat isn't. And you watch this rat die within a minute. And this video, though, was from 2018. Okay, you're going to see this video all over, and people are going to say, well, wait a second, this is happening now. No, we've known about these hornets. I think we even talked about these hornets on my show. They're big suckers. Their wingspan is like 3 inches. They're about 2 inches long. They have a big, huge stinger. The women, the female bees are the ones with the stinger. So the females are the ones that kill. And they're also bigger than the males, so. Males average about an inch to an inch and a half. Male bees, okay? No giggling. The females are bigger, especially the queen. And I guess these hornets will decimate honeybees. European honeybees have already started to die from these suckers, we're being told. And so now we have them here in America. And so people are kind of, you know, buzzing about it and freaking out. And you know, apparently we had a couple sightings in Washington and British Columbia. And I think because people were so tired of talking about coronavirus now, Now it's hit the news. I got to be honest. It was really nice to be able to do an article on something other than coronavirus. You know, but I don't like these suckers. These are big. And let me tell you why they're called murder hornets. They're called murder hornets. I don't really know the difference between a hornet and a bee. I guess a bee is, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. Bees are supposed to be nice. Hornets don't give a crap. Hornets will just kill. And so what this hornet does, and I watched a video, and I put the link on my article to this video from BBC, where you see the hornet fly around the beehive, and you don't really see the bees do anything, right? And then it waits for the bees to come back after their day of pollinating and honeybeeing or whatever bees do. I don't really watch bees. I don't like bees. I'm scared of bees. And the hornet grabs the bee. Then the hornet, so the bee is like, it grabs it midair. You know, like a hijacking, or like a midair hijacking, right, that you see in the movies from the 90s. Then it'll decapitate the bee in front of all its friends. And then it'll take the rest of the body back to its nest. Then it lets the other hornets know, hey, we got eats. You guys hungry? And then they all go, and they just destroy the beehive. Now, there's a lot of you out there that really like the bees. You're like, well, we need to protect the bees because they pollinate and flowers and all that other stuff. I don't really, you know, play a violin for bees. You know, I stepped on a bee once. I'm scared to death now of stepping on another because I have no idea if I'm anaphylactic or not. And I got to now find an EpiPen that doesn't cost $600. So I am not a fan of bees. But I did see Bee Story, the Jerry Seinfeld cartoon. And I did see that if you don't have bees, you don't have flowers, in New York City all turns, you know, completely gray. So I get that. We need our bees. But trappers now, apparently the Washington Department of Agriculture is recruiting people to find the hive, if you see a hornet's nest, and to try to trap it. They're actually teaching us how to trap these online. I don't live in Washington State, and I sincerely doubt I'm going to volunteer to help trap a hornet or a hornet's nest. But apparently, and I don't even think you get paid. I think it's just for free. But I get it. You know, if you want to, you know, protect your bees or protect your loved ones. Can it kill a human? Yeah. Apparently, these hornets kill 50 people a year in Japan alone. So we don't know how many they kill. And I just find it very peculiar that they came around the same time as coronavirus. I think coronavirus has been here December, November, whatever. And then all of a sudden we have these. Now, I understand Wuhan is in China, but what if, all right, there's some relationship? And then what if all of us being on lockdown and not being outside has let the hornets go, oh, look at this, you know, look at all the social distancing, I get all this room and time to play. So I wonder if there's some relationship between the hornets and us social distancing, if we need to get out there to, like, scare them, ah, you know, try to scare the hornets away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life. For free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and we're going to get to them. But I have to start, well, I already started the show, but I have to start this segment talking about what's going on with the casinos. So a lot of you, live in an area where you might have a local casino, you know, on the river or whatever. You know, I live in Las Vegas, so our casinos and our strip and our resort corridor is essential, all right, to Las Vegas thriving. And you know, I've been here off and on since the 80s. I've been here actually for most of my life, if you now look at how many years I've been around, okay? And again, that's really hard to say while I'm trying to lie and say I'm in my 20s, okay? But I'm not. And so we never wanted our whole industry and our whole economy based on gambling or on casinos. Okay? We don't, in Vegas, we always like to hedge our bets. So, growing up in Nevada, growing up in Las Vegas, and I kind of grew up in California and Arizona because my folks moved a lot. So, I'm not lying. It's just I've gone to 12 schools. So, back and forth between Nevada, Arizona, California. This I still call home. All three areas I call my home. And even in the 80s, we were like, look, we need more industry. Okay? We can't really grow a lot. You know, maybe we could do, you know, Sun Energy, you know, maybe we could have sports, maybe, and, you know, thank God for the Running Rebels in the 90s and late 80s, you know, under Coach Jerry Turkadian, we started to turn things around going, okay, we could be a sports central. And then we got the Las Vegas Golden Knights, now we have the Raiders, and so, you know, we're starting to thrive here right before this whole coronavirus thing. And it wasn't about gambling. People weren't coming to Vegas to gamble. People were coming for the clubs. People were coming for the party life. People were coming for the resorts. People were coming for the food. We had some of the best food in the country. You know, you have nice restaurants in New York. You have nice restaurants in San Francisco. You got some killer restaurants here in Vegas. So we started to be with our clubs and our DJs and our entertainment and all that, not just about gambling and boobies. You know, you could come to Vegas without gambling or seeing boobies. All right? What's the point? All right. So, we started to kind of, you know, move in that direction. And as a Las Vegan, who's a doctor here and a radio host, I was like, great, thank God. Thank God we're going to have the Raiders. You know, we got the Golden Knights kicking butt. We are becoming a city that will have multiple revenue streams. And you know, if we do have another president that says, well, you know, with the economy, you can't be doing your convention in Las Vegas. Despite our convention economy, we could hopefully still, you know, flourish, even though conventions have just skyrocketed. Conventions is a huge industry. Then we get this coronavirus, okay, which, you know, we could debate all day long. Is it worse than flu? Is it the same as flu? Does it kill more than flu? Does it not kill more than flu? What we can say 100% is we have a virus that kills. Here it comes. And all of a sudden, the whole world gets toppled over. And we have to now put plexiglass up, I guess, in restaurants or whatever the hell they're doing in Italy. And we have to now all wear masks. And we can't stand in a normal line. We have to be 6 feet apart, which is kind of arbitrary. And a lot of medical experts are going, where the hell did you guys get that 6 feet? 6 feet isn't enough. And so now, I live in Vegas, and we're looking at what the casinos are doing. Well, the casinos, if they get to reopen, all right, which will be eventually, we'll get to reopen at half capacity. All right? So they'll have to reopen with not allow the same volume, all right? Less, 50%. You're going to have separation between the slot machines. There, you're not going to have a crowded craps table, which, again, for any of you guys that play craps, you need a hot table. If you are the only person sat at a craps table, you're losing money. You go to the hot tables. You have to be bumper to bumper. And so when you start to look at what Vegas is going to be forced to look like, there's no way it could survive. I mean, in order for casinos to do what they need to do, they need volume. Same thing with doctors. All right? After Obamacare and all the different changes we had, and HMOs and all that, things changed to, okay, look, you can't spend an hour with a patient anymore. Can't do that. Okay? You're going to have to see four patients an hour, at least. And so it was all about volume. So what this coronavirus did now is knock out volume. Same thing with grocery stores. Same thing now with salons. You have to bottleneck people outside in their cars and let one in at a time when salons get to reopen. So if the only way you made profit was volume, then you're screwed. Now, I need to, as a doctor, say a few things here about infectious disease, okay? It's not on the casino or on the restaurant to prevent people from getting an invisible virus when there is all sorts of pathogens out there. It is a responsibility of the casino or the restaurant or the doctor's office or the salon that you don't get sick while you're there, right? So we're not supposed to give you food or a drink at a restaurant that's going to poison you. Okay? We're not supposed to have you sit next to somebody who looks blatantly ill. Alright? But it's not our job to prevent you from getting an STD, per se. So if you come to Vegas and you meet somebody at the club and, you know, you guys get drunk or wasted or high and you decide to mac or do whatever and get a disease, it's not the casino's fault. All right? That's on you. You got that STD. Well, they should have had more social distancing. All right? If I didn't bump and grind and twerk, I might not have, you know, rubbed up against somebody and then gotten turned on. I mean, where does this end? How much responsibility on pathogens that are out there that kind of unfortunately need to be out there because that's kind of how humans get stronger. How much responsibility is it on all these industries? I mean, it's to have a company work at a loss until they go under and we have all this unemployment because people are afraid that there's a virus out there. There's tons of viruses out there. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen Streptococcus pneumonia. All right, let me shut this down. Strep pneumonia is a bacteria and it scares the hell out of us. I've seen people die within hours of strep pneumonia. Now, where the hell was everybody carrying in masks and all that back then? The strep has been around this whole time. So even if coronavirus eases up and they go, okay, guys, you can take off your masks. You got strep out there. You got MRSA. You have tuberculosis. I mean, tuberculosis, consumption, that killed millions. And unfortunately in America, we pick and choose. Like what happened with the whole measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, debacle. There were groups of people that didn't want to get their MMR. So they were banned from going on, you know, trains, banned on buses, banned on going to schools and all that. Yet, flu kills more and there's no bans there. So this arbitrary picking and choosing which disease we're going to force to, be the responsibility of the casino. I mean, why not STDs? If you get a rip-roaring case of the clap, you know, why is it the casino responsible for that? Well, because people should have their own responsibility. People should, you know, maybe not stand so close to other people. Maybe people shouldn't kiss other people. So the problem we have here is there is no way companies have the ability, whether you wear a mask that you've spit on or whatever, whether they put up plexiglass. Plexiglass has not been scientifically proven to create a sterile field. Okay? I mean, it's nice that the restaurant's doing it, but what you're seeing is you're seeing all these attempts to look like we're trying to fight pathogens and make you safe. And it's very, you know, arbitrary and it's very random. You know, I mean, when you walk into a hospital and you're in a hospital waiting room, okay, we've been hospital waiting rooms, the chairs are next to each other. I mean, and hospitals know about infectious disease. Hospitals have been around for centuries. Meanwhile, our waiting rooms and hospitals are, you know, chair to chair. So, I mean, if a hospital, with all their knowledge and understanding about infectious disease, did not put these social distancing guidelines in place, it's because hospitals realized there is no way to protect the average person from everything. Okay? And we as humans are going to have to decide, do we just let everybody go bankrupt and have all these economies destroyed? Or do we be more realistic about how we have to approach infectious disease? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the last thing the United States needs is for the political left to exploit this crisis to achieve other goals they've wanted for a very long time.
This cannot be about ideological transformation. It needs to be about what will actually work for the American people.
The senator also calling for folks to come together during this very difficult time. President Trump on his way to Phoenix, Arizona to tour a facility that's making N95 masks. Before leaving, the president speaking with reporters saying these lockdowns have been very tough on a lot of people.
You know, if they held people any longer with the shutdowns, and you're going to lose people that way too, and you already have, I'm sure. But between drug abuse and, I mean, they say suicide, a lot of different things.
You're listening to USA Radio News. An Amazon VP has resigned over working conditions for the employees. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
An Amazon executive has said he quit his job at the online retail giant to protest the firing of employees who spoke up about the conditions inside the company's warehouses and its record on climate change. Tim Bray, a vice president, wrote in a blog post that he left his job last week in dismay after Amazon fired several workers who publicly criticized the company. He said the firings were evidence of a vein of toxicity running through the company's culture. Amazon, which is based in Seattle, has declined comment.
Consumer debt is now over $14 trillion. The New York Fed Reserve says the $14.3 trillion figure is through March, and that's a new record high. It's also a jump of just over 1% from last quarter. There is some good news, as there was a $34 billion drop in credit card balances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Dan from Oregon. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Oh, good. How are you doing, Doc?
Good. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Well, you were talking about the hornets, murder hornets or whatever they want to call them.
Yeah.
And I thought that's interesting because I, being up in north east Oregon, somewhat near Washington, apparently that's where these things are popping up from. Mm-hmm. And I guess the big danger is that these things completely obliterate honeybee hives. Mm-hmm. And so these hives are almost like predators. Where I don't know if they're pollinators also, but I know that they look kind of like, you know, a wasp, your regular type of yellow jacket. They're not. Mm-hmm. They yellow look similar.
Right. They do look like yellow jackets. Yeah. They got like that stripe. Yeah.
And I know that those yellow jackets, they're annoying, but they are pollinators too. So they do, they're not just there to run around and sting people. But I don't know about this new one, if they're crossbreeding. I've contacted vector control because I've seen some unusually large horns, but you know, there's a lot of forest here, so sometimes birds, bees, and bugs get bigger anyway in the forest, but,
well, I've got an idea. You know what we could do is, you know how they're putting plexiglass up in restaurants in Italy, right, for coronavirus? Maybe we put a plexiglass up around the hornet, the bees, or the little beehive to protect the beehive.
Well, thanks for reporting on it, and keep I'm still reading this. There's a new thing that's popped up. I think it's odd they're discovering it in December, because these bugs hibernate usually in December. So, but one of the things I read is that this is a mud or a ground, you know, grass. They build their nests in the ground, whereas a lot of like the other hornets will build in their nests in trees or above the ground.
So I didn't know
still
that.
Reading and learning, yeah, like everyone else. So filtering through to get down to, but this is a bad bug, and the big danger is this thing will, if it gets a hold in the whatever United States or whatever, it's going to decimate the honeybee population.
Honeybees.
And the honeybees are the number one pollinators. And if that happens, the price of our food is going to go way up, even after we get this other stuff, stabilized, recovered. So I sounded the alarms.
And no, you're
so
right.
Thanks for reporting on that.
No, you're right. No. You're right. I've been making fun of bees this whole time because I've gotten stung by them. But you're right. We do need our honeybees. The honeybee plague that's been going on now for years, you know, now is going to get worse with these hornets. They'll kill like 30,000-50,000 at a time, from what I understand. These like little like gangs of them. And so it is. It is some serious stuff. It just, you're like, yeah, that's a good point. Why did we hear? You know, why were they sighted in December? If that's kind of where they, because this is bee season. Bee season is more spring, summer. That's interesting.
Yeah, and a quick note for folks that might not know, the honeybees, if you happen to step on one or sit on one, they sting you in once and then they die. They only have a one sting. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a one-shot wonder. But the other ones, like the hornets, they don't die. But they usually, you know, like, they would leave you alone unless you bump into them or whatever happened to them. But when I was four, though, I got, my parents were looking at a house, and I opened up the mailbox, and there was a bunch of hornets in there, and I got stung all over hundreds of times, and that created almost like a trauma that it took me 30 years to get over. You know how I got over it? I got stung again.
Wow.
I realized, hey, you know, the only thing to fear is fear itself, but use common sense.
Exactly. Okay, Dan, thanks for calling, man. You be safe out there, all right? And keep us posted if you guys see any coming in Oregon, okay? Report back, all right?
Yeah, I've got spray ready. Instead of just obliterating them when I, get rid of them, I just got spray. And if I see one, I'm going to try to preserve it, put it in a bag, and get it to show it to people and so we can break one down. But I'm telling people, eyes open, heads up and eyes open.
Fantastic. Fantastic, Dan. Thanks a lot, man. All right, you take care. Be safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, it's crazy stuff. I would like somebody to study if we, you know, if people not, because, okay, there, one thing I notice in nature is one thing leads to another. There's always ramifications, okay? I mean, just like with, okay, let's bring up Obamacare, just because, you know, I like to bring up Obamacare, all right? And, right, you know, here we are trying to fix pre-existing conditions. I thought for years it was baloney that, you know, medical insurances wouldn't cover your pre-existing condition. And so here you would have asthma, and we could treat you for anything else but asthma. You know, so if you also had a cut or if you had acne, it would treat your acne, but it also refill your inhaler. I'd still listen to your lungs and stuff. So we could still, you know, see you. You still get, you know, your visit covered because we treated you for acne or something else, but I'm not going to let you die of asthma. I'm still going to take care of your asthma. So, you know, when Obamacare came out saying, all right, you can't refuse pre-existing conditions, you know, nobody, well, I think a lot of us foresaw this, but nobody thought that healthcare would be completely, you know, changed to the point that nobody could ever afford insurance. Here we are a decade later and can't afford insurance. Or, you know, nobody saw those ramifications of people not then getting a regular doctor. Why get a primary care doctor if you're now, you know, if you're not sick and if you're not, you know, there were all these unintended consequences, you know, same thing with these theories of, you know, making these genetically modified mosquitoes to, not spread malaria. Malaria is deadly, one of the deadliest diseases worldwide. And so scientists are trying to figure out how to genetically modify the female mosquito to not, because again, it's a female usually, you know, to not be able to, you know, spit and blow and suck and blow out, you know, and infect other people, you know, with through their, you know, mechanisms of feeding and then, you know, injecting the anesthetic. Well, when you mess with the mosquitoes, then, you know, who knows? Maybe that's why we had this whole Zika epidemic. So you almost wonder if us being, you know, on lockdown, and I don't know, nobody's telling us that in the past few months we've seen a overgrowth or an explosion of hornets, because the average person doesn't, like, kill a hornet. Like Dan had said, usually we don't run into these hornets. The hornets don't hunt humans. They don't really go after humans. They leave humans alone because we're bigger than them. You know, they will go after, you know, smaller prey like a mouse or rat or whatever. But, you know, you start to wonder what are the consequences of us being at home and us social distancing and us being afraid to go outside. Well, we've seen beautiful consequences of it. You know, we've seen these pictures of, you know, wildlife and does and deer, little doe-eyed little deer, you know, go out there and, you know, be able to, you know, drink from rivers without thinking they're going to be bothered by people, which the average person that camps and stuff knows to leave wildlife alone. You know, we've seen, you know, Venice waterways start to clear up. We've seen pollution go down, but then you just start to wonder, you know, is something going on with the bees? You know, are these hornets finding an opportunity? You know, it's not that there's committee meetings, you know, like politicians going, okay, well, can we take advantage? Can we do this? Can we do this? That's not what happens. Okay, animals or insects or pathogens, okay, their job is to survive. And they are supposed to find the path of least resistance. So if there's a whole bunch of people in this area and there's a nice open area over here, they're going to go to that open area. All right. Well, now that there's all these open areas, now there's going to be new breeding grounds, new areas for setup. And I'm not saying we don't shut down because we're worried about the hornets. I'm not saying that. But realize that there might be these unintended consequences of humans not, you know, hiking on a trail because they closed off the trail. Or, you know, now you might see now more snake bites because snakes are like, oh, humans haven't been around now for 2 months. We're good. No, because humans are going to start the hike again. So what we might have to do is ready everybody for the, you know, the after shutdown so they don't get bit by a rattlesnake or stung by a bee. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So do you guys know what your kids are doing when you're at work? When you're at work, your kids could be doing anything. But when you're at home, you know, most of these kids haven't been getting into trouble. You can watch your kids. You know where your kids are because they're not really going out because of social distancing and lockdown. Well, apparently one kid decided to steal his parents' car. Five-year-old. He had $3 in his pocket, and he got pulled over by Utah police. He was caught driving his parents' car. When he got pulled over, cops are like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, well, I'm on my way to California to buy a Lamborghini. Five-year-old kid is going to California, driving a car, to buy a Lamborghini with $3. Hey, you know, you have to shoot for the stars. I mean, I don't blame the kid for wanting the Lamborghini. I mean, I really can't blame the kid. He's got some good taste. So the boy left in the SUV after arguing with his mama. The mama said she was not going to buy the luxury car for him. Oh, well, mistake there, Mom. Your five-year-old kid deserves a Lamborghini. How could you? The trooper spotted the vehicle weaving on Interstate 50 at 30 miles an hour. It's dangerous. Scary as hell. Troopers told CNN affiliate KSL-TV they initially thought the boy was an impaired driver. Probably, the funny thing is he probably drives better than most people on pot and alcohol. How old are you? Trooper Rick Morgan asked. You're 5 years old. Wow. Where did you learn to drive a car? I know, I'm amazed. That's where I'm scratching my head. How did the five-year-old get on the freeway? How did he merge? How did he get onto the I-15? We have the I-15 here in Nevada, and the I-15 takes you all the way into Utah. How the heck did he be able to get... I don't know. So, he was sitting on the front edge of the seat so he could reach the brake pedal. These five-year-old kids are big now. And he did keep the car stopped while the trooper was standing there. Once he was pulled over, the child told the trooper he had intended to drive to California to purchase a Lamborghini for himself, and he had $3 to do it. Now, the starting price for a new Lamborghini is around $200,000. My guess is this kid thought that he could probably talk down the price. Captain Morgan said no. No one was hurt. You can't make this stuff up. This is on CNN. And it will be up to the local prosecutor to decide whether to file charges against the parents who had left the boy in his siblings' care while they were away from home. That is, that's scary stuff. I mean, he could have killed people. He could have been killed. If I were the parents, parents need, you know, smack upside their heads. But, wow. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Three have been charged in a murder of a Family Dollar security guard. Why they were, I guess there was a dispute over a mask. Did you guys hear about this? So three people have been charged with the murder of killing a security guard at Family Dollar in Flint, Michigan. Why? He was enforcing the store's policy requiring face masks. Two men remain at large while a woman has been arrested and is awaiting arraignment in jail. The male suspects are 44-year-old Larry Edward Teague and 23-year-old Raymania Bishop. Teague's wife and Bishop's mother, 45-year-old Charmel Teague, has been arrested. So this was a family. All three suspects are facing a charge of first-degree premeditated murder, which carries out a mandatory sentence of life in prison with no chance of parole. Larry Teague and Bishop are also facing several weapons charges, while Teague faces an additional charge of violating Governor Gretchen Whitmer's order to wear face coverings in enclosed public spaces. So, Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton said Charmel Teague and her daughter went to the Family Dollar on 5th Street in Flint, Michigan. Teague was wearing a mask, but the daughter was not. While inside, the security guard, Calvin Moonerlin, confronted the daughter about not wearing a face mask. Whitmer had issued an order in April requiring everybody entering in a closed space to wear a face mask or covering over their nose and mouth to prevent the spread of coronavirus. So Family Dollar has adopted that store policy for the customers. Charmel Teague and Moonerlin got into an argument about the policy. Layton said Charmel Teague spit at the security guard, who then ordered her to leave the store and told the cashier to refuse to service to her. This is all because there's this face mask order. I don't understand why you have to spit on the security guard. You can say, okay, we'll leave. We'll take our business elsewhere. That's what I don't understand. Why don't people say, fine, you know what, I'll just take my business elsewhere. You guys don't deserve our business. I don't understand why you have to sit there and fight with the security guard. I don't get that. So, surveillance video showed Teague and her daughter left the store in a red GMC Envoy and then entered the nearby River Village Apartments complex. Minutes later, cell phone records showed Charmel Teague made a phone call to hubby Larry. About 20 minutes after the mom and daughter left the store, Larry and son Layton and Bishop drove back to the store. You see the surveillance video showing Larry, Teague, and Bishop enter the store, start an argument with the security guard. Witnesses reported hearing the suspects ask Moonerland, who had disrespected his wife. Then during the altercation, Layton and Bishop pulled out a handgun and shot him in the head. He was rushed to the medical center, Hurley Medical Center, where he died. Apparently Larry, Teague, and Bishop are now at large. Anyone who know where the whereabouts is, call 911 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL. There has been a $1,000 reward available for information leading to their arrest. So this is unfortunately a sign of things to come. You have people that are not, shall we say, handling this whole non-normal way of life well. And I told you that humans are animals at our core. And look at how we stormed grocery stores to buy water and toilet paper. I mean, we didn't. We bought what we needed. Then I got boys. So the boys are like, why do we need toilet paper? I'm like, there's a girl in the house. Okay, one of us likes to use toilet paper. Yeah, I mean, really? But we don't need them. I go, can you get some toilet paper? I mean, so we bought a couple things of toilet paper, but I you know, we didn't storm. But you saw what people did. It was every man for themselves. Buying up water, buying up toilet paper, buying up food. Why do you think stores are still rationing? And so, you know, our animalistic tendencies came into play. Look at, you know, people trying to hoard Plaquenil and hydroxychloroquine and things like that. And I get it. You know, when you have to go to survival mode, that's why we are animals at our core. But unfortunately, you have people that go the next step and then they'll kill other people. There is no reason to kill a security guard who was doing his job. Okay, he didn't choose Governor Whitmer's order. She said no masks, you know, no service. So if no masks, no service, I mean, that's his job. He's doing his job. And for someone to lose their life over that, you know, we have a real big problem here. I mean, I don't know where we want to go with this, but you have, you know, people can't yell at Congress. They can't yell at Pelosi. They can't yell at Trump. They can't yell at Governor Whitmer. They can't yell at Governor Sisolak. So instead, they send their anger to project their anger to whoever they can. I mean, I've seen people livid at me for what our governor has done. Why me? What do I have to do with that? But they're mad. Well, you said that we have to social distance. I go, I talked about social distancing as part of precautionary method, you know, measures when it comes to viruses. All right. I'm not saying that I want casinos to work at half staff. I'm not saying that. But people get mad and they get mad at who they can get mad at. So this was really a senseless death, and it's heartbreaking to see that happen. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.